This is BI Radio.
Hi, I'm Don Campbell, Chief Technology Officer.
I'm Andrew Cowell, I'm a Product Manager.
I'm Megan Haynes, New Media Engineer.
I'm Stefan Ju, Technical Architect.
And we're seeing trends in technology that are quite outstanding, really, in the last few years around bringing more people together and bringing information together across this vast planet of ours. And as we see more things connecting to each other, more people connecting to each other, and information that can travel the globe in microseconds, it's making a big difference in how we communicate and the opportunity that technology brings to people. Today there's a billion transistors for every person on the planet, and that's pretty outstanding kind of numbers. And by 2010, about 30 billion RFID tags will be embedded in our world and across the entire ecosystem. So if we're seeing more and more, essentially it's more and more data that we're getting access to. And now our job is to really get on top of that data and understand what we can do with that data and essentially be much smarter around the decisions that we make with that data. So what are some kinds of examples that are going on and how technology is being used to help people be smarter?
Well, one example that comes to my mind is you mentioned RFID previously, and I know in the healthcare system they're doing a lot of really interesting things with RFID. Because of all the manual processes involved, there's been historically many problems associated with the wrong doctors showing up at the wrong surgery rooms in some cases and not having the right equipment and so on. So they've actually those stories are unfortunately not uncommon. They can often be quite scary once you actually dig down into it. But they have started embedding RFID systems. I almost said embedding in patients, but really they're just tags. So they tag patients with RFID chips. Doctors wear special wristbands that also identify them. And the equipment for each surgery is also tagged. And that ensures that basically the right doctor shows up with the right patients in the right room with the right equipment. And that's just the number of successful surgeries that result from that simple procedure is outstanding. You know, I can't remember the exact statistics offhand, but I remember it was close to something like 50% improvement.
You have to really take advantage of that information. And the information is multiplying so fast. There's a stat here that says 15 petabytes of new information is being generated every single day. And an average company with about 1,000 employees spends around $5.3 million a year to find the information that's hidden and locked in its servers. So while we can generate information at very rapid rates, how do we get on top of it? What kind of techniques can we really use to understand that information and extract the signal from the noise?
Well, there's some interesting stuff that's been announced recently and that's had quite a bit of hype, frankly. I don't know if you guys have been following the Wolfram Alpha project, but that's basically using search in a lot of these databases that are growing rapidly to make it really easy to query and actually get answers. Similarly, there is, although it's in a lighter vein, it's the same idea, is there's advantages to all this data because you can actually make systems smarter leveraging it. And IBM is creating a system that will actually play Jeopardy like a human, supposedly, and be able to parse through one of these, I guess, answers and come up with the question. And perhaps it's able to leverage this amount of data to solve some pretty tough problems. I mean, it's going to have to understand double entendres and sarcasm and puns, much like a meeting with Don, actually.
The sheer scope of the Jeopardy project is actually very interesting because it's taking our computing to the next level where we can start using actual language to query things and we don't have to conform our own requests to what the computer wants, but we can make our own requests and the computer can conform to us. I think this is a little bit symbolic almost, and it reminds me very much of when IBM created Deep Blue and when that beat the reigning Grandmaster. And I think a lot of interesting things will be coming out in the future from the results of this Jeopardy match, which I am very much anticipating.
So there's a depth to the information analysis that you can do with newer technologies. I think there's also a breadth as well, reaching people that aren't experts in technology or in making a query that's suitable for a database to extract, you know, a valid answer. Trying to do it with speech is one way to reach common users.
Aardvark, have you seen Aardvark, where people can basically issue a query, but it's tied to all the instant message systems? So you make Aardvark your friend on whatever IM system you happen to use globally, and then you say, I'm an expert in these things. So for me, it's, you know, changing diapers and home renovations or something like that. And okay, let's call it parenting, but it's really changing diapers. Let's not fool ourselves. But and then someone will just ping the system, and you're pinging the cloud and saying, can someone tell me how to install a kitchen island? And then Aardvark will ping you and say, hey, you said you were good at this. Can you answer this question for Bob? And Bob's, you know, 25 and lives in Lithuania. And he has this question. And then you can either say pass, or you can actually attempt to get an answer from that person. It's pretty interesting because you're networking these people completely live. I mean, it's questionable how successful this will be, but it is an interesting project for sure.
That reminds me a bit of Twitter in that you have, again, a lot of people distributed over a wide area. And a lot of their content is mundane and trivial to their, or important to their own friends and family. However, you can start really identifying trends rapidly.
I really like the scaling out of technology that seems to be happening, you know, in order to serve these greater needs. You know, we've already mentioned some of the technology and algorithmic changes. There's also seems to be an interesting sort of reaching out to humans in interesting ways. We're involving more society as input devices or as interfaces with devices into technology to make it more reachable. I think there's also been a lot of interesting innovations just on the pure interface side. You know, we've talked in the past about things like multi-touch and making visualizations more easily consumable by ordinary people. You know, taking all that really confusing data and making it something that you can understand at a glance and then navigate that information space. I think there's a lot of stuff happening just in how we touch and interact with society and humans. It's very interesting to see what's happening.
So lots of information making its way around the world, touching lots of people, touching technology assets as they can communicate better to each other, creating great volumes of data. And now our next challenge is trying to be smart about what we do with that. And if we get that right, we can get on top of this information explosion and really do some great things with it. So thanks very much, and we'll talk to you all next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Are you a performance manager? Learn how to be one with The Performance Manager, the latest business book from Cognos, PMSI, and BI International. The Performance Manager explores the key challenges in core business functions, sales, marketing, finance, product development, and HR, and describes proven ways you can improve performance in each using sweet spots of information. Become a Performance Manager today. Order your free copy of the book online at www.cognos.com/pmbook. That's cognos.com/pmbook.
Insights on performance management from the people who shape the industry.